Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome in. Monday, 2 p.m., the 10th of December. Believe it or not, I got a lot to talk about. A lot to say, a lot to do. If I could ever get my monitors lined up correctly. What is this nonsense? Hey, look at me figuring things out. All right. So I want to take you behind the scenes and let you know kind of what I was thinking before we get into business. I'd like to say for the record at 2:01 on a Monday during football season, I advocated I was going to completely ignore the Lions. Guilty. I was going to ignore them as if they didn't exist, as if they didn't play yesterday. And then I want to tell you what happened. I heard Doug Karsh's show. And then I talked to Sully about it. And I said, okay, we may have something here. Doug had an opinion that was stunning to me. And it's a free country. It's not like this is some big deal. But Doug's opinion couldn't be further from mine. And I think if you're a Lions fan, you are put to one of these opinions. There is no middle ground. The middle ground means you don't care. And if you don't care, I don't want to hear from you. But Doug came on the air today and said the following. I'm not upset that they won. I want to win these last four games. I believe you can build a foundation for next year. And it goes a long way into me believing whether Matt Patricia is somehow capable or not. That was his opinion. My opinion is lose. For the sake of God, lose. There is no such thing as momentum between games, much less momentum between seasons. Signed Philadelphia Eagles. One Super Bowl, won't make playoffs. Patricia's proficiency will be determined next year. And that's just where we're at. It's all about the draft pick. Like, I think if you're a fan, you're either Team Mikey or Team Dougie. And I'm not real interested in yelling and screaming about it. I don't think it's worth it. And I said to Doug in crosstalk, like, this is the beauty of sports, is like, I could sit here with Doug and say flat out, I do not understand how you feel this way. I don't get it. I don't get how you feel A, B, C, and D. Any of it. On no level do I agree with Doug. None. Not 1%. There is a 0.0% amount that I can understand, I can rationalize, much less agree. Don't agree with anything he said. Much like he probably doesn't agree with a lot of things I say. That's fine. Not a big deal. But as we start the show today, look, I think the Lions screwed themselves, and I think they screwed you, the fans. And I watched some of that game. I'm not going to lie to you. I had to avert my eyes from some of it because it was such low-rent garbage. That was trash. One of the worst NFL football games I've ever watched. Zero hyperbole. Not being melodramatic. That was one of the lowest quality NFL games I've ever watched. Matthew Stafford had 101 yards passing. 101. That game was an atrocity. And it wasn't like two big defenses were out there. Game was garbage. So it's very simple. And it's not some debate on philosophy, okay, and tanking and percentages and the execution of said tanking. I'm not going to explain it to you again. I'm not. I'm not your teacher. I'm not your daddy. You either are upset that they won because you wanted them to have the number four pick in the draft, right? Or you're happy that they won because you believe you can build something to jump off to next year. That you somehow want to grade Matt Patricia on the last four games. That if they go 7-9, you will feel one way, and if they go 5-11, you will feel another. You're either Team Mikey or Team Dougie. But as I listen today, I can't. This isn't even something where we have a disagreement on a player where I think he's good and you think he's great. This is oil and water. Doug's opinion is a 180 from mine. There is no commonality. There's no common ground. We aren't even at the same dinner table, much less the same restaurant. It's not even possible. Like, you know, and I'm not going to speak for Doug. I'm saying in all likelihood, he finds my opinion abhorrent. I find his equally. Like, I think it's laughable that you're going to build a base for next year on these last four meaningless games. Half this team's going to be gone. Truly, half. You will see 20 to 25 new players. There's no base. You're not building anything. There's no carryover year to year. It doesn't happen in the NFL. It just doesn't. Two, Matt Patricia's proficiency as head coach is going to be dictated and determined next year. There's nothing he could do this year that would change my mind. You know, what? Winning meaningless games means that what? You have control of the locker room? I don't care. Because Matt Patricia will be the first one to tell you, not only year to year or month to month, but week to week, we're on to Cincinnati, right? Last week doesn't matter. We're on to the next opponent. Matt Patricia's not going to look back at this year and go, guys, you remember when we rallied up that Santa Claus rally? No, it's going to be last year's dead and gone. It's about this year. It's about right here. It's about right now. It's about the first quarter of the season, right? So I don't buy any of that. I think it's nonsense. And there were a couple of teams yesterday, including my Giants, that are now making a profession of nonsense. Winning hurt you. It hurt you. You had an opportunity to get the number four pick in the draft. You're now going to be picking outside the top 10 in all likelihood. Okay? That hurts you. And every round, here's the best part. The same people, like what? Here's what Doug doesn't reserve a right to do. And I'm not saying that he's going to do it. I'm saying he doesn't reserve the right to do it. Is when this draft comes by and there's a player he wants, he does not get to say trade up to get them. You don't get to do that. You don't get to win stupid games and then give up assets to help your stupidity and get the player you knocked yourself out of. It's the same thing with the Giants. The Giants, if they go and make a trade to move up to take a quarterback, my head's going to explode. Because if you just would have done what is right and IR'd the right people, sat Eli, done what's needed, the last 2 weeks don't happen. Giants end up with a top three pick, end up with a quarterback. Haj Badilla, done. So you're either Team Doug, where that win didn't upset you, you don't care about the draft position, and you think somehow, some way you can build a base, a foundation, a credibility for this program and for this coach. That's Team Doug. Or you're pissed off that they won. You're angry that they won. You know they killed their draft position. And you don't believe in any of the other things that you view as nonsensical. Foundation, credibility, year-over-year carryover. That's Team Mikey. 248-539-9797. Obviously, I'm on Team Mikey. Sully, what side would you be on?
Yeah, so I don't believe in anything regarding to you know, getting this momentum at the end of the season. So, Mike, I'm going to be on your side with this one. I know, big surprise, we always just agree with you, Mike, but I am on your side in this one. And here's the reason why. It seems like what I was thinking the most yesterday is something that we did on this radio show a few months ago. Do you remember the research that we cited about how the Lions are always either 7-9 or 9-7, right? They're always one of the two. They're never 8-8, it seems like. And I thought to myself, they're going to find a way to go 7-9 again and be right in the middle and not do anything. Be right in the middle of the draft, get a decent player in the middle first round, whatever. There's just never any direction one way or the other. So when the Lions find a way to win yesterday, and by the way, just a completely ugly game, that was so ridiculous.
And I'm arguing this. Find me a lower quality NFL game played in the last 5 years.
Terrible to watch.
Can't do it. Awful. Neither team cracked 280 yards offense. It was remarkable.
The thing is, we've reached a point where this is not doing the Lions any good to win these games. No. It's not. And if they're going to go out and win these meaningless games, if you want to sell me on momentum, as if these highly paid NFL guys need momentum and need to buy into a system for the next year. I just don't believe it.
Well, here's the other thing, and this is where I think Doug's opinion falls flat. Again, not personal. This is just a philosophical thing. The offensive coordinator is not going to be there. So whatever foundation you think you're building, the players all have to learn a new system next year. Here's the other thing. You know what else you're screwing up? Your schedule. You're going to make two games that you play next year a lot harder when they calculate this out and arrange who you're going to play. Like, I can go on for days how winning is a real bad idea. But when I got in the truck today and I heard Doug, I was taken aback because he has absolute conviction, which I always respect when people have conviction and back it up. I just, on no level do I agree with anything he was saying. And that's the beauty of the station. We have different shows that do different things and have different opinions. Like if you just had one of those, one of those State Farm robots on TV with the tears streaming out of his eyes and all of us had the same opinion, it'd be bad. But look, I just don't think any of it makes sense. And yesterday I kind of rolled my eyes when they started winning and I'm like, wow, congratulations. Jerks.
They can't even lose properly.
Right.
But that's the thing, though. If there was actually a reason, like if you could point, hey, you know, more than a 1.5% chance to make the playoffs right now, right. If you could actually say, hey, the Lions still have a chance, it's that point in the season where they still have a chance, they can get in, whatever, I would feel differently about this. But they don't have any chance to make the playoffs right now. It's not like their season is in any way still intact. These games mean nothing. Yet again, we're early December, and these games don't mean a thing. So if that's where it's at, where it doesn't mean anything, you're just screwing yourself.
Yesterday specifically was the ability to swap picks with Arizona. The tiebreaker, the record, was the ability to preserve the possibility of a top five selection. And right now, the odds are going to suggest you're going to be picking somewhere down around 10.
Yeah, they went from 5 to 10.
Yeah, and guess what? You trip around, you win in Buffalo next week, you're going to pick even lower. It's not helping you. And anyone who wants to sell you about the foundation, the belief, the coaching staff, guys, they're firing the OC. There's no foundation. The OC is gone, and so's half this roster. That's a fantasy. That's a Disney movie. Just lose.
Well, and the last thing I want to say about this is that what always happens is you get to some people who say, well, you know, how can you root against your own team?
Easy.
Here's what it is. By saying you hope the Lions get a better draft position and therefore lose the rest of these games, guys, that is rooting for your team. It is rooting for your team to rebuild. I'm not sitting here saying, I hope the Lions lose. They suck. I hate the Lions. I'm going to root for the Lions to win every year. But they're only going to get better by doing this. You're rooting for draft position. You're rooting for a rebuild. It's a roundabout way of rooting for your team.
Well, I'll say it again. They shouldn't have played Stafford yesterday, and they shouldn't have played Slay. Both were questionable. Had it on the injury report, right? So my question is, why did you play him? You don't play Stafford, and you don't play Slay, they lose that game.
Yeah, they needed Slay to score points.
That's why I just said what I said. You had him questionable on the injury report. You had all the impetus to sit both guys down as professionals and go, here's the deal. You don't have to like it. You're inactive for this game. Simple. And don't bring up the straw man argument about, well, how do you think you're going to tell players to not try? It's their profession. That's not what I said. I simply said I wasn't going to play those two. They were questionable with injuries. So I question why you played them.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.